stars of the game. I'm over here in the White Sox locker room. I got the man here, SN. How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Just fine. Let's introduce yourself.
Sean Newcomb. It's my 10th season in the big leagues. Been doing it since I was 23 in Boston, so kind of like Chicago as far as the weather goes.
10 seasons?
Yep.
You got that pension in, huh? Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes in the big leagues for 10 seasons now. What's the key to your success?
Just consistency and then just loving the game every day, just finding a reason to want to show up and contribute to the team getting a W. But yeah, I think just consistency with the whole day, like it's right now 2:50. We've all been here for a few hours. We don't play till 6:40 tonight, so it's a whole routine of getting the body ready, being in the clubhouse with the teammates, and just all the little things in between, get ready to go out on the field.
And I would always tell my guys that the average life of a major league ball player is 1 to 2 years. Mm-hmm. You got 10 seasons here, and that's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good kind of grind, there's a lot of ups and downs, but those are the things that keep you coming back, whether it's an up or a down, up, trying to get in, I won a World Series in the 21 with the Braves, so that's like the ultimate goal. Every time we show up and come into spring training, trying to get to that goal, and then the down part of it, baseball's a tough game, and dealing with the lack of success, it's, like I say, 3 out of 10. Being successful 3 out of 10 times as a hitter, you're one of the best of all time. A 300 hitter, so even these days, be a 250 hitter, you're one of the better players if you're hitting homers and stuff. But just learning how to stay even keeled with your mindset and just knowing what got you to the point you're at and kind of just relying on that and going forward.
So you say you got what in 2021?
We won the World Series.
You got the ring?
The Braves, yes,
you got
sir.
The ring?
Yep. I don't have it with me, I wish. Save that home.
When I was scouting and you get around other scouts when your team win a World Series, scout get a ring. Mm-hmm. That scout why that ring
all the time.
You showcase the ring?
No, not around the clubhouse, but baseball events sometimes. But definitely seen a lot of those. Being from Boston, you see a lot of guys at baseball facilities with their ring from scouting or something. So yeah, people take a lot of pride in that.
One of the teams, my first paying scouting jobs with the Royals, and they won the World Series.
Yeah.
They went back and gave everybody a ring. I ain't getting no ring. What's up? Can you put in a ring?
Runner back, really. You got to get one here if you get your one.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that now. You go lobby, right? All right, so as a pitcher, it looks easy getting major league hitters. How tough is it going to major leagues?
Yeah, it's you gotta rely on your game plan, rely on your preparation. Every time you take the mound, your body's ready to go. You're in the right spot mentally because just how to attack hitters and what you want to do to a hitter as far as just pitches and stuff like that. And just kind of, like I said, going back and relying on your past experiences and just kind of using that to build confidence. And like I said, baseball's a tough sport, so if someone takes you a yard, you got to step right back on that mound, deliver another pitch, and just like being consistent with it all and knowing what makes you.
On that journey to the big leagues, when you reflect back on who was some of the key mentors that helped guide you along the way?
For me, it was just, I had a couple specific coaches. One of my college coach, Justin Blood, was huge for me. I got to my college. It was his first year at the college. He had just left UConn as a pitching coach, and it was his first head coaching gig, and he took it really seriously, and he was a great coach. So that was college, so 18 to like 21 years old. I don't think that was a huge part of my career when I started throwing hard and the scouting stuff started taking place. And it was just good timing for me and for him to kind of cross paths, and it was a huge part of my career. And then for me, it's just being a big baseball fan. I grew up in Boston, loving the Red Sox, and just those greats kind of going back to the early 2000s with like Barrett, Pedro, Poppy, Manny, all those guys. Just wanting to be like them was always my biggest motivation.
We'll name all the heavyweights, huh?
Yeah, those were my guys.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call, going to the big leagues, walking in the locker room for the very first time, see a uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Surreal. You're kind of one of those things you dream about. You never really know exactly how it's going to go. And it was I was able to do it in Atlanta. A bunch of good veterans on the team, and it was everything I dreamed of. It went well for me, and here we are, almost 10 years later.
And you got that ring.
Yes, I do.
Did you cry when you got that call up?
I didn't cry, but I was super emotional. There was a couple of days leading up to it. We were kind of like some talk going on. It might happen. So it was like a slow build up. But, you know, there was a long couple of days waiting for that official word. And, you know, like Noah's.
You look like a crier.
Yeah, I got close. I was at least close.
Did mama cry?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Parents were crying.
Daddy didn't cry. He's like, no, that's my boy. My boy, the big guy.
He knew it was coming.
Know what you're the man.
Appreciate you.